relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Your calls in a moment. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Bread. Who doesn't love bread? It's hard to be healthy and eat bread unless... It's from our new sponsor, Uprising Food. Uprising has made prebiotic fiber absolutely delicious with their patent-pending breakthrough in psyllium husk activation, making fantastic digestive health absurdly easy for all of us. It is a game changer, trust me. And right now, Uprising is offering my listeners $10 off their starter bundle that includes two super cubes of their fresh bread, which is absolutely delicious, and a four-pack of Freedom Chips. Yes, Freedom Chips. Go to uprisingfood.com/GORKA. You will never eat the same again. That's uprisingfood.com/GORKA. Your calls in a moment, but we are so excited to have with us none other than the man, God willing, who will be the next governor of New York, Lee Zeldin. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, it's great to be with you.
Yes, Lee, I got to talk politics with you, but first things first, you broke the news about a week ago that you were diagnosed with cancer. It's out there. I'm sure the well wishes have flooded in to you. Please tell us what people who aren't aware of that should know about you and your health.
Well, I'm feeling great. Thanks for asking, Seb. It was about a year ago or so, just beginning of November, went for a routine blood test, and they saw a couple of levels that they didn't like, so they sent me to an oncologist, hematologist. Everything happened quickly. They were pretty sure it was something called CML, chronic myeloid leukemia. They took me for a second opinion, got confirmation, started treatment right away. The treatment has been advanced so much that they called a magic bullet. My numbers right away started to get better. I was in blood remission within just a few months. By the time I was deciding whether or not to run for governor and got in the race, I was already in blood remission. No side effects. Feeling great. The doctors can't even detect it in my system right now. But it, you know, highlights the need for early detection. And this story also should be a reminder that there are so many other people out there right now who are going through chemo, they're going through kidney dialysis, they have it so much worse, prognosis difficult to digest and cope with, the people really struggling out there, and it impacts all of our lives. This isn't a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal issue, and I'm blessed. A lot of prayer, a lot of great medical expertise, and fortunately, medical innovation through the years led to a treatment that worked great on me.
Well, that's fabulous news. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Please pray for Lee Zeldin and take this as a salutary lesson in early screening. Congressman Zeldin, talk to us about so many contradictory things coming off Capitol Hill. We thought the president going there was the last sign that, yes, they've done the deal to spend trillions of our dollars. Now it seems as if it's dead in the water. Can you tell us where it stands today?
This, over the course of the last several days, as we went through last week, each day somehow they found a way to get further away from the finish line. They had an opportunity. There was an infrastructure bill that passed the Senate. There were a lot of Senate Republicans who had voted for the bill. They could have just brought it for a House vote. They could have had their bill signing, could have celebrated a win, but instead, the far left of the party ends up holding the party hostage, in many ways taking over the Democratic Party, over this many-trillion-dollar, many-policy, far-left policy idea-filled bill that really shouldn't ever get the light of day in this country. And they hijacked the process, saying that it's attached. They're not going to vote for the infrastructure bill if they don't get their vote on this several-trillion-dollar bill. Somehow, at the end of last week, the long week, the week that started with Joe Biden saying it wasn't going to cost anything. It was going to cost $0 right. last week to get this all done. He comes to the House to speak to the House Democrats on Friday, and somehow there were less votes to pass his agenda after he left than before he went to Capitol Hill.
That's quite an accomplishment, isn't it, Congressman?
Yeah, seriously, after his 50 years of of deal making that he always talks about, of just how accomplished and experienced he is, his trip to Capitol Hill actually cost votes. The one thing, though, at the end of the week, we do ended up owed an apology to Joe Biden on, is that he was right. It was, in fact, going to cost 0.00 his agenda last week, because it never passed.
That's great. Follow this man at Rep. Lee Zeldin. God willing, it will not pass. Support him at ZeldinForNewYork.com. That's ZeldinForNewYork.com. We've got 1 minute left. You are in Manhattan. You're in New York. Tell us, is that benighted city ever going to recover from Cuomo?
And de Blasio.
And de Blasio.
And these policies eroding public safety, education, businesses leaving, people fleeing. They're not looking back. It's a bad situation at where criminals feel like they're running the streets instead of our great law enforcement. So there's a lot to do. I'm someone who believes that we can turn things around, but we're not going to be able to turn things around with more of the same of these people who are every single day making things worse, not better.
Yeah, but it can be done. That's your message to the people of the great state of New York?
It has to be. It has to be. America, our states, our local municipalities, they have to be. This is the greatest country in the history of the world. It's worth fighting for. It's worth dying for. We can't ever give up hope. We can't be complacent. We have to go all in. We have to win these tough races, and we have to save America.
Well, you've got my vote. If I were living in New York, the Empire State can be saved, must be saved by somebody who's as much of a patriot as you are. ZeldinForNewYork.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Time may not help. There is increasing tension among moderate and progressive Democrats and a sense that the White House is falling short. As one Democratic lawmaker told ABC News, quote, most of us are at a loss for words. There was no plan, no strategy, no timing.
No plan, no strategy, no time. But I saw the thing, the convoy. On Friday, he went from the White House to Capitol Hill. What was it, just to get some donuts? Or I'm curious. No plan, no strategy, no timing. Let's ask somebody who is a reliable truth teller. She is an anti-swamp creature representing New York, Congressman Claudia Tenney. Welcome back to America First.
Well, great to be on. Thank you. What a mess.
So I got to ask you this dumb question. I apologize my naivete, but why is Biden, why are the Democrats, why are they blaming the Republicans for not getting this spending bill through? Who controls Congress, Congresswoman?
You know, they always blame the Republicans, but, you know, they forgot about those 48 other Democrats and Republicans to add. They don't know how to add. They have common core math to add up. So they want to blame two Democrats when they got, you know, 48 others. There's so many others that are and Republicans who aren't on board. So it's our fault for not accepting the largest budget and the largest bill in American history times four times bigger than Roosevelt's New Deal. And this bill is laden with all kinds of subversive language. It's very politicized. It has a lot. It's actually going to be a disaster for New York. I give credit to Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema if they can withstand the brutality and the bullying from the left right
But are they going to hold the line? Because we played the video of the two left-wing activists, one an illegal alien, going after her, filming her in a toilet as she's on the toilet. Are these people going to hold the line, or are they going to cave to the radicals, Congresswoman Tenney?
I don't. It's hard to say. I mean, Joe Manchin's always caved in the past. Will he cave this time?
Yeah.
I think he's indicating he's not. Who knows? We'll wait and see. Joe Biden couldn't make a deal, as he claimed to be, up there to do in Capitol Hill.
I know. Lots of fanfare, but no results. That's pretty much par for the course. Follow this lady at Rep Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y, on Twitter, at Rep Tenney. Talk to us about this, the mandates, the vaccinations. You've got a bill in front of the House. Can we stop this fascistic health segregation and apartheid in America?
Well, we're hoping. Unfortunately, right now, the Democrats control everything, and we think that Joe Biden's attempt to force a vaccine mandate through using OSHA and weaponizing OSHA against employers who have 100 employees or less, 100 employees or more, we think, number one, it's an equal protection issue, but also, number two, we think it's an overreach of OSHA, much like the rent moratorium that was trying to be imposed through CDC. So we put a bill in. I've partnered with Jim Banks, tremendous representative who runs the Republican Study Committee. We put in a bill to challenge the Biden administration and to enforce these laws. Now, think about it. If you have an employer with 99 employees, their employees don't have to have vaccines. But you go down the street to someone with 101, those people will be fined and they will be found guilty and shut down for violating the vaccine mandate. That's an exact definition, a clear demonstration of a violation of the 14th Amendment's equal protection clause.
But
Congressman, people in Trudeau will.
It's not just the 14th Amendment. It's also a denial of science. Why does COVID only affect companies with 100 employees?
Well, understand something. COVID only goes to people who are standing in a room in a restaurant without their masks on, not people sitting in a room with their masks on.
It's so magic.
Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty of the science here. I laugh when I walk in and everyone's like all scrambling with their masks. Then they sit down and they can take their masks off. Is these micro-sized droplets that carry COVID virus aren't all in the ether and all over the air anyway? It's just they just don't want to. And by the way, here we are in a pandemic. I live in the state of New York. Our new governor, who I call Governor Cuomo without the groping, she's actually going to double down on this vaccine mandate. She is going to start arresting people who don't comply. And she's out of her mind. She incredibly said that this was something that came from God, this vaccine.
Yeah.
Does that mean Donald Trump? and the rest of us, you know, making sure that people are vaccinated are the apostles out there spreading
scary,
the good
scary
word.
Stuff.
I mean, this is how crazy she is.
Follow her other account at Claudia Tenney, representing the 22nd Congressional District of New York. You are a chairperson of the Election Integrity Caucus. I have to ask you, are you satisfied with what the Republicans have done in the last 9 months? What's going to happen before the next election? Is it going to be fraud upon fraud again?
I am very concerned about where we are right now. I know the Election Integrity Caucus, which I co-chair with Representative Mike Garcia of California, who also went through a tough race in a deep blue state, California, where they have vote harvesting, where they have been undermining our election integrity for decades, just like they have in New York, only they've brought it to a new level. My biggest concern is right now for the election coming up in 2021. We are not ready. We are not countering the Republican or the Democrats the way we should. Next year, we have time. We have until next year. And kudos to Ron McDaniel at RNC. They are working and getting out there, spreading it. But we need a force of people who are trained, who can go across the country, go into states and election districts who know what they're doing, and they can go in and make sure that our election integrity is preserved. We literally need an army to counter them because they are already ahead of us. They're creating armies. They're using their resist movement. They're using Zuckerbox. They're using the billionaires to fund these things. We've got to be on top of it now, actually yesterday.
And where does the responsibility primarily lie? Is it Rona and the RNC, or is it the GOP state houses?
It's really everyone. We've got to be on top. The Democrats have an all-of-the-above strategy. They are doing this on the national level, the state level. They have big tech entrepreneurs. I'm sure that, you know, after spending $350 million on the election last year, Mark Zuckerberg is going to come in with even more money this year to do all the vote harvesting they need. 99% of it was supposed to go to PPE at elections. 99% went into creating ballots and vote harvesting. And 92% went to Democrat districts, particularly in swing states, to try to overturn the election. And they were successful in many ways. We need to be doing that right now in a very grassroots way across the national government, the state government, also with our local governments, and we need to counter H.R. 4, which is the federalization and the weaponization of the Department of Justice, where they're going to come into our local voting centers, they're going to come into our county governments and our state governments and tell them how to run elections, and they're going to be intimidating them using our taxpayer dollars and our laws to try to get them to comply. We need to be countering this right now. I'm just concerned that all the terrible things happening in our country with the Democrats in charge, whether it's the border, the inflation, the disaster in Afghanistan, this budget mess, all this, and everyone's like, of course we're going to take back the House. No, we don't want to be caught and say what happened because they were able to get the ballots in the box and we didn't. That's right. Where people need to wake up.
Well, you made a commitment. You're going to come in here. We're going to discuss these at length. One segment is not enough. We're so excited at that. In the meantime, follow her at Claudia Tenney, ClaudiaForCongress.com, representing New York's 22nd district, and very concerned, as we all should be, when it comes to election integrity and more fraud next year. God bless you. Thank you, Congresswoman Tenney. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And why are we playing the music for the best Star Trek movie, number two, The Wrath of Khan? The first one's cool if you're a certain age. Little slow, made by the guy who did The Sound of Music. Not sure that made sense. Anyway, visually pretty cool. But The Wrath of Khan, just hornblower with phasers. Absolutely sublime. Why? Because Captain Kirk is finally going to space. He's 90 years old. William Shatner is going to blast off on one of those Amazon rockets. I know it's not Mars. I know it's not the, you know, Romulan Empire, but it's pretty cool. 90 years old. I saw that guy a couple of years ago at a charity event he holds for handicapped kids and equine therapy. And the guy rode on into the arena on a horse. Guy's a dude. Happy birthday. Happy starship voyage. Happy unknown frontier. God bless you, Bill Shatner. All right, second hour. Where did that first hour go? Packed show for us. We've got an hour with Eric Metaxas for the third installment. We've got Darren Hoover, the father of Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, one of the Marines killed in Kabul, will be with us. But first, somebody who, in the MAGA movement, I don't think he needs much introduction. However, I've never asked him properly the correct pronunciation, because they say Posso, they say Posobiec, it's got an E in it. So, Jack, what's the correct pronunciation in Mandarin of your last name?
Well, in Mandarin, you know, we would go with Diego Posopiku. Или по-польски Яцек Пособиец.
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 Okay, по-польски. There you go, по-польску. Okay.
So I think, as well as I'm here with my Hungarian friend, we can go with the official Polish pronunciation. In English, we usually say Posobiec, but yeah, for Polish, it would be Pособiec.
Okay, Pososobiec. We can do that. Dwa Bretanki, the Hungarian-Polish alliance, is alive and well.
Bardzo dziękuję.
Jak wasza imię? That's what I learned when I was doing interrogations in the British Army, but we won't go there. Senior editor
for Human... No, I have to talk about Guantanamo Bay stories.
I know, because you served there, you've lived in China, you are now senior editor for Human Events, you've served in the U.S. Navy, and it says, I may be talking to a clone right now, because on your Twitter account it says location Wuhan lab, but we'll verify that next. Okay, you're here because
I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere.
You are everywhere. You've got a book. We will discuss it momentarily. But first things first, I got to ask you, because you're such a well-known figure in the MAGA movement. How are we doing? I ask people like Marjorie Taylor Greene when she's in the studio. I ask, you know, Matt Gaetz, are we winning? Are we losing? You look at the last 9 months, and it looks pretty grim. So what's Jack's estimate of the situation when you look at the battle space?
Well, I look at the information battle space right now as, you know, as I would an intel officer looking at any JIPO situation. And you really have to look at the fact that Joe Biden essentially came into office riding one pillar when it came to moderates and independents, and that was COVID, right? His entire selling point with this was that I will end COVID. I have a plan. Remember, right. I have a plan. I can do this. We're gonna. It turns out his plan was pretty much the plan that was already in place, but that was the move. He has not been able to come up on that. So we're coming up on the one-year anniversary, of course, of November 3rd of that evening. And we have not seen any of that. His support base has completely eroded. Remember, Joe Biden was nobody's first pick, even on the Democrat side. He was the last guy in the room.
He was the one they wanted instead of Bernie, right, Jack?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So the idea was that, okay, we don't want Biden, but we really don't want Bernie.
Right.
So the party closed ranks around him. And they knew Tulsi, of course, couldn't get out there. Buttigieg never really had it. Warren came out too strongly against Silicon Valley. And then when she was talking about the wealth tax, that's what led the wealthy Democrat mega donors to say, we don't want Elizabeth Warren. So Biden was—he's sort of like the default candidate, if you will.
He's the lazy choice, and his disapproval ratings are increasing. But that still doesn't answer my question. He could be losing support, but does that mean MAGA is alive and well?
One thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about is that if you go in, and Rasmussen is one of the last places that actually does this on a daily basis, they're tracking Trump's approval rating against Biden. He's ticking up,
yeah,
and he's actually polling ahead of where Biden is now. And they were very accurate during the election. They were the most accurate during 2016. I know they get a hard knock. They get a hard knock because they actually report true polls and they don't weight them plus six Democrat, plus 10 Democrat, et cetera, et cetera, the same way that YouGov and CNN and the rest of them do. So when I look at that and I see a lot of people saying, you know, they kind of step back and they say, you know what? A lot of these things that we didn't worry about, like the border, like the economy, like Afghanistan, like our standing in the world, were sort of on pause. It almost felt like it was on autopilot. They weren't issues under Trump. Yeah, sure, the media would always say, oh, this tweet or this statement, take it out of context and be screaming and yelling about it. And plus, the big one, the really big one that I think a lot of people haven't figured out yet, or at least connected the dots on, is that everything that Donald Trump said about COVID-19 and its origin story at the Wuhan lab has now proven to be true, 100%, to the point that we're now hearing this information out of Australia that PCR testing machines and equipment were going into Wuhan as early as May of 2019. Right. That's around right around the same time that Trump and Pompeo made a few comments, you know, sort of dancing around this, saying I've seen information that it may have been earlier. Remember with the Olympics or the military Olympic Games were held in Wuhan. Pompeo said, I've seen information that it may have been prior. It really strikes to me as I wonder if Pompeo saw something on the classified side that he wasn't able to talk about. So not to go down that rabbit hole. But the point being is because he was proven right on the one pillar that everybody thought was Joe Biden's, people are now looking at this, comparing the two and saying, did we make the right decision to change horses in the middle of the stream of this pandemic?
All right, so popularities are ticking up for President Trump. They're going drastically down for the incumbent. But what about the movement? What about the sense that, because we get the calls here in America First, we broadcast from LA to New York, you know, millions of listeners, and a lot of people are just like, okay, that's it. They're just going to steal it again. It's over. It's done. If they get through HR 4, if they get through this massive trillion-dollar bill, there's nothing we can do. Where do you stand in terms of the movement's attitude to their own success?
Well, I think 2022 is going to be a great test of this. You're going to see test bed cases. Of course, the Virginia election, which is coming up just in a couple of weeks here, is going to be a test of that. But also, when you look at some of the legislation that went up in Georgia, the look at the legislation that went up in Texas, Arizona is talking about passing
to secure
legislation
the elections.
Now. To fortify. Let's use the proper terminology, of course, right? To fortify, as that was what the Time magazine told us. We're fortifying the elections.
Yeah.
The same way that you said, no, the more we can get this pushed in key states, Georgia, Arizona, of course, needs to be done. Why? You've got three. It's bicameral, right? So it's two houses controlled by the Republicans and the governor's seat, both in Georgia and Arizona, are controlled by Republicans. There is no reason that that legislation should not be passed in those states. Now, with this case of Pennsylvania, you have a split because the Democrat governor in Pennsylvania and then a Republican House and Senate. Obviously, you're going to have issues there. That being said, if you're a Republican in the state of Pennsylvania, my home state, by the way, my Commonwealth, Board of Philadelphia area, you need to stand firm. Be the immovable object, and you need the people to stand firm as well to say, gum up the works. We are not going to give you a budget. We're not going to put your nominees forward. We're not going to put your money forward until you give us the legislative correctiveness that we need to fix these elections.
Okay, let's talk about the other side. This is noted homophobe Joy Ann Reid talking about my old boss in the White House, Steve Bannon. Cut 12, play cut.
It's white nationalist thinking that Bannon is trying to spread. He said himself that he wanted to turn Breitbart into the home of the alt-right for non. But they always manage to find people of color who will go along with it. You think Enrique Tarrio, who is Afro-Latino and still leading the Proud Boys that want to, that participated, members of it, participated in the January 6th insurrection. So the challenge here is that they are trying to seemingly recruit people from communities of color to be a part of this holy war.
Part of this holy war with people of color as their front people. For those who are listening, you didn't see that. There was your former naval colleague, veteran Nance, was in the studio as well. One of the...
We call him Stolen Valor Malcolm.
Because he wears a medal that his unit was given, but he wasn't in combat for, correct?
Exactly right. That's a unit ribbon. He also goes around, he tells people that he's an expert on counterterrorism, an expert on interrogation, an expert on Russia, expert on China, expert on this. I said, what rate were you?
Right.
By the way, here's one thing he doesn't want to tell people. He was a linguist in the Navy, right? This guy was not some super, you know, James Bond spy or anything like that. And he was a guy who was kicked out of the skiff. He wasn't even allowed in the skiff by his own fellow chiefs. Go to soft rep. Those guys, look, I don't mess with soft rep. Everybody knows those guys. Those are the pipe hitters, right? If they've got a problem with you, then they've got a big problem out there. So Nance, yeah, very cute. What really is going on with Joy Reid, though, is that she's completely lost the plot because so much of what people are seeing in terms of a realignment and this movement, as you talk about the state of it, it is coming together along economic populist lines.
Right, not class lines,
gender
lines.
It's not gender.
It's back to where we were in 2016. It's the forgotten men and women, right, Jack?
Precisely. And here's the thing. Guess who's in that working class of Trump supporters? people of all ethnicities.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Follow this man, Jack Posobiec, senior editor at Human Events, the book. We've got to talk about it, I promise. It's got a funky title. There's no such thing as free ice cream. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Stay on this channel. I've done something I can guarantee no one else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the man who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, doctor, professor, scientist, one of the most brilliant health experts you'll ever meet, and I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of those powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You will probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard as I have, but you can make the same decision I did to get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and vegetables, all derived from Dr. Howard's process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. For a limited time, all new preferred customers receive a 35% additional discount and free shipping on your first order. Use discount code Gorka. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, code Gorka.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Bottom line, get your kids vaccinated or you're going to have to be with them all day long. You're going to have to homeschool. And if you're not bright enough to understand that vaccines are safe, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're not bright enough to teach them geometry either. So it's something to think about.
Jimmy Kimmel winning friends and doing what he thinks is comedy, calling half of America stupid. I mean, you know, 70 million adults don't want to get vaccinated, and you might have to educate your kids at home, but you're too dumb to do that, so get vaccinated. What a winner, what a winner. That's a beautiful segue to our guest's latest project. It's a kid's book. I never thought I'd hear Jack Posobiec write a kid's book, but it's very exciting. It's called There's No Such Thing as Free Ice Cream. Tell us about it, Jack.
Yeah, so when you go into a Barnes & Noble or Books A Million right now, usually there's always that, the first thing you see is this table, and they all have the table. You know exactly I'm saying. It's got all the kids' books on it, and every last name of the authors is either a Clinton, an Obama, a Harris, or now a Biden, right? Uh-huh. And so we kept seeing this, and they're all about these hard-charged political and social issues, and they're directed towards children. The other side has been waging this war for years, and conservatives for a very long time have said, oh, they'll get over it. Oh, they'll get over it when they get to college. Oh, they'll get over it when they, you know, when they get to the real world. When they pay taxes, right. Yeah. Well, here's the problem is the campus crazy has turned into the corporate crazy, has turned into the Pentagon crazy, has turned into academia crazy. It's everywhere, right? It's everywhere. So you've got to go back, and so we're going to fight back. So Brave Books reached out to me. They're out of Houston, Texas, and they said, we're putting together this series. And it's going to be a shared universe, lots of action, cool characters, not preachy, but be able to present a lot of these issues and talk about these values from a conservative standpoint. And they said, I said, what are you doing? They said, we got one on gender studies. I said, what's that called? They said, that's called Elephants Aren't Birds.
That's good.
That's actually pretty good. They have the best title.
Then are these we have books, the books or are these picture books?
These are picture books.
Okay.
And then you have one, because it's little kids. Look at
yeah.
And then you have one for pro-life. It's called Little Lives Matter, right? Of course.
Nice.
And then for mine, they said, well, what's something? They said, I don't know what to write. What am I going to write? They said, what's something you don't like? And I said, communism. And they said, all right. You know, I got my wife from the Soviet Union. My family's Polish. Of course, communism, the first thing that comes to mind. And they said, well, we'd love to write a book about communism, but how are we going to talk about communism to kids? And I said, well, you know, take the famous Friedman line and just twist it. So I said, there's no such thing as free ice cream. And so it's bravebooks.us is the website. And Dan Crenshaw is actually going to be doing the next book in the series. And his is all going to be on cancel culture. And what it really is actually a subscription that people can get. So, you know, 12 a year, you get one a month. We're working with Christian groups. We're working with homeschool groups. Back home at my parish, we're Catholic, so they do the homeschool pods. You know, that's something that's really taken off in the wake
hugely.
Of this. Because people are looking at these, you know, they're looking at the Zoom classrooms and saying, excuse me, you're teaching my children what exactly?
Right.
And so people are checking out. And they're looking for ways to incorporate different books into their curriculum. And so we're looking at finding states that will actually accept Brave Books and this as part of this for a variety of these issues. Because the book itself actually gets into economics, because the main character is sort of, he sells ice cream at the market in this town that he's in. He's a fox named Asher, and then these wolves show up and they say, oh, don't buy your ice cream from this guy. We got ice cream for free. Just come, you know, come to our island and everything's free and everything's great. And he said, I don't know if we should trust these wolves, guys. And of course, they go to the island, and then the island, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but, you know, it's surrounded by, you know, a huge barbed wire fence, and it's like a Berlin Wall. And then it's sort of Cuba and East Germany combined. And there is free ice cream, but turns out only the wolves are able to get the free ice cream, and everyone else gets this kind of gruel. Mm-hmm. And if you ask about, well, can we set up a market and sell some ice cream, you actually get punished by catapult from the island of free ice cream. So it's, again, it's not preachy. It's a good story. There's action. They have to escape the island. So that becomes sort of the way to get through the story. And it's a really cool way to start actually having these conversations with kids. Now, my oldest is 3 years. You've met my son. Mm-hmm. He is 3 now, so he's not quite old enough to pick up on the whole story. But he has picked up on the idea that wolves are not to be trusted.
The book is There's No Such Thing as Free Ice Cream from Brave Books. So I look at our side. I look at the Patriots, MAGA, America First, Jack, and I see a couple of sucking chest wounds. The biggest weakness is, number one, if we win in 2024, who's the bench that's going to go back into the White House instead of, you know, traitorous seditionists like Vindman and John Kelly? Secondly, just the gross lack of courage in the last year and a half when we look at COVID, people just kneeling at the altar of Fauci. And then lastly, and this goes to your current project, why are we so weak when it comes to creating the cultural artifacts? Are we just too busy? What's the excuse for conservatives saying, oh, yeah, we don't care about books, movies, and everything else?
Yeah, I think it's something where conservatives, you know, and I'm looking at your hallway here, and you've got some of the late conservative great films. James Bond used to fight communists. Rambo used to fight communists. You have these wonderful, and there's you know, some machismo combined to it, and yet Hollywood, of course, has turned that all off. Right. That's all gone. Anything masculine is parodied or made fun of. The dad or the boyfriend is always the butt of every joke. And conservatives, I think, have sort of eschewed culture. We used to make fun of Barack Obama for going on the nightly shows. He just played Jimmy Kimmel. I'll put it this way. There's a reason Norm Macdonald was never given a late show, right, for comedy, right, because he was a conservative. Even though he doesn't identify one, you could tell from his humor that he's more on the conservative side, and that he was also willing to call out people in power, willing to call out BS, willing to kind of burst these bubbles on many of these sacred cows, whether it be First Lady Hillary Clinton, whether it be O.J. Simpson, or any other of these woke narratives. So when it comes down to it, we completely, as conservatives, ceded that space, and we kept saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Well, guess what? That's a huge reason of why you have this bifurcated, really, culture now in America, where it does seem like we're drafting into blue America and red America. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people who talk now about this idea of a national divorce. We're going to have a national. I don't see it.
No.
I honestly just don't. I didn't know where he stood on that, but I actually personally don't think
it's
going to happen.
There's no slavery issue. There's no issue of the magnitude that where people have a very, you know, dividing line. You're pro or you're not. We don't have that. So I don't buy the reality of it. So what does that mean in practice?
It means you have to get into the ring.
Right.
You have to get into the ring.
Yes.
If you've seeded the fight, they are going to win every time. You don't show up, well, like, that's a forfeit, right? You know, it's MMA, it's UFC, whatever it is, WWF. You have to get into the ring, and they have their set of ideas, and they are saying, we're going to give you free ice cream and free education and free housing and everything else, and you're going to own nothing, and you're going to love it because you've got your cheap, giant flat-screen Chinese television set, and everything's coming to you from Jeff Bezos and Uber and, you know, the gig workers who just deliver it to your house. You don't even have to talk to them, and you can have anything you want at your heart's desire. Conservatives need to step up and say, you know what? We want our language, our culture, and our faith back, because we can offer you something they don't. All they offer in the end is nihilism. We can offer something that's transcendent and actually real, and that's what this is about.
I'd add one last thing: language, culture, faith, and our nation. We want it back. The book is There's No Such Thing as Free Ice Cream. Follow this man. He is the senior editor at Human Events, Jack Posobiec. It's Posobiec. And if you enjoy this show, send your message of America First to those around you, go to our brand new gear store, sebgorkastore.com. You can get the t-shirts we made to honor President Trump when he came on the show. They're flying off the shelves from his rally with the immortal phrase, "Don't be woke, because that means you're a loser." Get your t-shirts today, sebgorkastore.com. Everything else, the mugs, the hoodies with the stars and stripes in the hood, the books, you name it, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.